Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
We're talking about being kicked out of places today. There's a good story about this woman who got kicked out of The Bodyguard, the musical, because she was singing along and destroying it for everybody else. So what have you been kicked out of? Arlene got kicked out of the Gilly Doo for falling asleep in the toilets one night after a Scotland game.
Yep.
Classy. Mm-hmm. Marty got kicked out of a taxi for calling the driver a rude name.
Yeah.
And I haven't been kicked out of anywhere because I'm a goody two-shoes.
Yep.
Veronica is in the pans. Morning, Veronica.
Well, actually, you were there too and you got kicked out as well.
What?
The ball pit. We went to Bruges with Boogie's boat, and it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and we found this room at the ball pit, and it was the size of the room, and it wasn't still. We were all having, it was a shoot and everything. There was about four of us in it, and yeah. Then the captain of the ship came, and a very stern lady said, "You are not allowed in here.
That's
if
right.
You just pick up the balls." So you've been kicked out as well.
Yeah, you're quite right. I have been kicked out of a ball pit on Boogie in the Boat. It was a kiddie's ball pit.
Yes.
3 o'clock in the morning, steaming, no idea what was going on. Veronica, what night that was, the way?
Oh, it was brilliant.
Yeah. Listen, have a great day. Thanks for calling.
And you. Bye.
We're asking if you've ever been kicked out of anywhere that wasn't a pub.
Yeah.
So, you know, loads of people have been kicked out of a pub or a club for being a little bit leery. But what have you been kicked out of that wasn't a pub? Bob's from Pennycook. Hi, Bob.
Us in a youth group a few years ago got kicked out of the Louvre Gallery in Paris.
That's quite impressive. How'd you manage that?
I'm not quite sure, really. I think the French security guards didn't take very well to our Scottish banter.
So you're wandering about the Louvre with all these priceless pieces of art. You know, the Mona Lisa's in there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The Statue of David. And you're running a bit daft and you get kicked out the Louvre.
Pretty much, yeah.
Was it like a school trip or something, Bob?
It was a youth group that right. were run between Gala Shields and West London at the time, and they just didn't take very well to our kids' astonishment at some of the paintings.
Oh. Bob, thank you for calling. Have a good day.
Neighbour, have a good day, guys.
Cheers, pal. Dot in Fairmile Head, what you been kicked out of?
I was kicked out of the Vatican. I had arrived, I stood for an hour and a half in the queue.
Yeah.
And then these two ancient men, about 1,000 years between them, decided to look at my knees and decided my skirt was too short. And everybody in the queue all looked at my knees and had a conversation about my skirt. And then finally they turned me around and threw me out. So I went back, I put on a long skirt, I came back and I found the Vatican was full of naked statues. So for some reason my knees were more offensive than anything else that was seen in
yeah,
the Vatican.
Yeah, that's true. If you've ever been to the Vatican, there's loads of statues of naked people. And a lot of the naked men have had their
bits
taken
they
off.
Covered up leaves and things like that.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
So they could have covered my knees with leaves and maybe let me in.
Right, Dot. Well, listen, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Okay, thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Yeah, if you ever go to these places, you've got to make sure you're appropriately dressed.
Yeah, skin covered.
Yeah. Gary's in Fife. Morning, Gary. What have you been kicked out of?
I've been kicked out of St. James's Palace by Princess Royal for playing my bagpipes too late at night.
St. James's Palace in London, and you were kicked out by the Princess Royal, Princess Anne.
Yes.
For playing your bagpipes too loud?
Yes.
Did she actually come and tell you herself to get out?
She actually shouted out her window.
Princess Anne shouted out her bedroom window at you?
Yeah, I was standing on the balcony at the officer's mess and she shouted out the window.
Wow, that's proper. Get a proper telling off from a royal family member. I love it.
Yeah.
Gary's not a great line, so we'll move on, but thanks for phoning.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, mate.
Hi, guys. I got kicked out of my music class at school for playing recorder with my nose.
Now there's a skill.
The teacher said I wasn't taking it seriously.
Fourth one, travel update.
You wouldn't want to be the next person to use the recorder, would you?
No, I'm quite impressed she managed to ram the nose of the recorder up her nostril, though.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's going to hurt. You say 22.